With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
In terms of festivals, the next one in the city is...
one of Ireland's best loved folk festivals, and that's quoting from T.G. Cahir. It's the 43rd Cork Folk Festival. So I spoke to one of the organisers, William Hammy Hammond, to say what would happen if we went on a wander around the city, because it starts on Thursday night, and there's a bit of crack in the Corner House on Friday, so that's where we met, in the Corner House.
Now, Hammy, this was not planned. I didn't know there actually would be a taste of what it's going to be like on the weekend of the folk festival going on live behind me. But we're in the Corner House on Coburg Street, just around the corner from Patrick's Bridge, and that's one of the venues. One of the things that struck me about the folk festival this year, and I suppose it was the same every year, is that you've spread the festival right around the city. So no matter where you go in town, you're going to bump into a bit of crack.
If you're starting on the Friday, obviously there's always a session here. Yeah. Early on,
yeah.
And songs at 6,
yeah,
with Pat Horgan, and then later on they have the Staying Down Shoes Band, Sarah Corkery. Then, yeah, of course, like, it goes on through the weekend, and there's a big, massive, big bluegrass night on the Sunday night,
yeah,
leading into that. Then, of course, if you're inclined to go up the hill,
up to St. Luke's, yeah.
St. Luke's, we have two wonderful shows. First of all, Declan McCarthy is running Baltimore Fiddle Fair, celebrating 30 years.
Wow.
Yeah. He's brought back together Liz Doherty and Fiddlesticks.
Yes, yeah.
And he's also brought Nora Craig back together again, which haven't played around for a long time. And the following night, Claire Sands.
Yes.
Cork woman, played in this bar so many times with her dad. Yeah. You know, I mean, it was wonderful. Seamus is her dad, and he plays it here in the sessions.
Ah.
So she's launching her CD. This is going to be her biggest gig ever yet. Like, so there's going to be a massive lineup for that on the Saturday night.
But if you kind of leave here and you go over the bridge and you head towards, say, Oliver Plunkett Street, you could literally go on a tour trail of the folk fest.
Well, I suppose, starting around the GPO, first of all, you've got Cypress Avenue, and Emma Langford is doing a night there on Thursday. She's a beautiful singer from Limerick.
Yeah.
And on Sunday, around the corner in the Long Valley, Jimmy Crowley and Eva Telford playing a lovely session in there on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
Continue right up to the library. We have a whole load of stuff. You'll launch of Jackie Daly's CD on Friday, and then children's events and storytelling. Some other sessions.
Okay.
Keep on going, and you get the spot being put up.
Of course.
Where we have 8 concerts over the weekend, including sessions as well. Thursday night is Sliabh Lócra,
yes,
tribute to Sliabh Lócra.
Yep.
5 wonderful fiddle players and concertina players and box players, including Johnny Leary's grandson. This is going to be brilliant. And then the following night, we have Catalina Gowan, Kieran Moenig, Shamie O'Dowd, and Glenard Barry. What a foursome of music. Kathleen also dances. Kieran is the brother of Murray Nivuenik, and he is a wonderful fiddle player as well.
Okay.
So then the whole thing opens up there on the Saturday, because we have the flute workshop, concertina concert, and then that night we have Peter Brown with a big concert, and Jackie Daly, of course, again with Matt Greenidge. And then finishing on the Sunday in the Spalpeen, we have got the box, the fiddle, and Gals a Play with Mary Green, and a wonderful lineup. So okay, that's only just the Spalpeen.
That's only the Spalpeen. And you've got the Triskel around the corner as well.
Yeah, we've got 3 nights. Yeah. Friday night is, I think, at this stage it's sold out. Matt Malloy, Sean Keane, Chris Newman, Murray Ní Cassidy on harp. What a wonderful concert. It probably will be our best concert over the week. Although the following night he's even going to be better. Danu.
Oh, all right.
Full Danu.
All right.
Okay. We're going to play Owen Jordan, who's going to do support for that, okay, man from Cork as well.
And you haven't actually mentioned all the venues that people could get,
no,
to, not at all. Because I literally just wanted to give people a taste of the citywide event that is the festival itself. And of course, I mean, there is a huge Cayley taking place as well.
There's music in the street in the Fitzgerald's Park with, yeah, with a Turcon band, and we've also Cayley Moore down in Douglas,
yeah,
GAA Club, Also, we have concerts out in the MTU in Bishopstown.
Yes.
Plus our best concerts, which is Mary Black in the Opera House, which will finish everything up on the Sunday night, and then later on the Crane Lane. So, I mean, I mentioned most of the venues.
You've done a good walk around the city. I'm exhausted after it, and I've done most of the city, but you can actually take a tour as well, can't you?
Yeah, a good friend of ours from the Cork Singers Club, Mick Buckley, has organised a song walking tour of Cork bridges, and he has associated each song with one of the bridges of Cork. Himself and a gang from the Singers Club are going to take people around and sing songs about the bridges, sing any bridge over troubled water, or you know, the banks of the Lee, whatever it is, takes your drift. That'll be early on Saturday morning, about 11 a.m. By the way, I forgot to mention that we're actually doing classes in the School of Music.
As well? Okay.
Four classes.
We could go on. Listen, the best thing is for people to have a good look for themselves. I suppose you could call the programme is The Map. The programme is available in print all over the city, anywhere you go, any good trad venue or any of the hotels, or online at corkfolkfestival.com.
Absolutely.
All right, Hammy, listen. I think we've overspent our welcome here. Okay. Let's go over and listen to the music, all right?
Fantastic. See you, Connor.
Well, I can't believe we have two incredible festivals kicking off on the same night this Thursday. So here in the city, right the way around for the weekend, you have the Cork Folk Festival kicking off. It's the 43rd Cork Folk Festival. And then in Kinsale, you have Words by Water, the Literary Festival, also kicking off on the same night. Incredible festivals. Lads, aren't we just spoiled in Cork? And listeners to the show are going to be spoiled, because after this ad break, we have Magella Cullough and Mary Hegarty live in studio to tell you about a gorgeous, gorgeous concert coming up at the end of this week as well. So stay tuned.
The Arts House on Cork's 96 FM and C103.